At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Industry plants faking their entire come-up story and secretly hiding behind a label are usually the worst at having longevity in their careers, with ultra-fast come-ups and fall-offs that occur just as quickly, since their careers have no foundation. My name is Rashad Fashir, and this is Industry Plants. Where are they now? Part 2. But before we talk about each industry plant, we have to define the term. Here's how the internet defines it. Artists who sign early in their careers and have their image created mostly by the label as a sort of marketing gimmick. Or in other words, average music fan, a fraud.
First up, we got Billie Eilish, who although many don't remember, was actually one of the first artists to be quote-unquote exposed as an industry plant. To even become an industry plant in the first place. Most fans know the song that blew Billie Eilish up, Ocean Eyes. However, what they don't usually know is the true story behind the song. Ocean Eyes was initially a song written for Billie's older brother Phineas's band. In October of 2015, she recorded the song, so neither did she write the song, nor did she have any involvement in the production. She just sang the vocals, and yeah, the vocals were good, especially for someone her age. Okay, cool. But the issue was, that story I just told you has a lot of controversy surrounding it, and is the beginning of a very convoluted story behind what had actually happened. And Billie was definitely being dishonest, because she told two completely different stories behind the song in two separate interviews. In an interview with Vogue magazine, she said this: "Last year, one of my teachers asked if I would either write a song or have my brother write a song to choreograph a dance to. I was like, yes, that's such a cool thing to do. Then my brother came to me with Ocean Eyes, which he had originally written for his band. He told me he thought it would sound really good in my voice. He taught me the song and we sang it together along to his guitar, and I loved it. It was stuck in my head for weeks. We kind of just decided that was the song we were gonna use for the dance." But with Interview Magazine, Billie had something different to say. "It was weird because we didn't plan for it to do anything really. The reason we put it out when we did was that the whole song was meant to be for my dance teacher, because he wanted to use it for a dance. That's why the production is dance-esque, contemporary, and lyrical. And then it was done. And we were going to wait till Friday to put it out and thought, screw it, let's just put it out now. So we did." So in one interview, Vogue, Billie claimed that the song was already made, her brother made it, and it was his production, to be able to dance to. In another interview, Interview Magazine, she said that the song was made for the dance, and it was produced for the dance. Very different replies. So it probably makes the most sense that her brother made the song, and gave it to her as a cover. But then, after more digging, fans found out that the only two other songs that she had were very mid, and hardly had any substance, horrible lyrics, and they were also produced by Phineas. So it wasn't a very long shot that she had no part in it, and it was all her brother's work. But wait, that's not all. Because the YouTuber Progress also found something else. In a video titled "Billie Eilish Reacts to the Teens, React to Billie Eilish," that's a bit of a tongue twister, she says,
"I know that when she made this song, she was like 14, right?
I was 13.
This clip sparked outrage from many fans like Progress, who said,
"No, Billie, you did not make the song. When someone says that somebody made a song, they usually assume that they wrote the song, you know, produced the song, did something more than just the vocals. You did not make the song. Your brother did."
Which is a bit overkill, but I guess they had a point. And by now you're probably wondering, who is her brother? Well, her brother is Phineas, a singer-songwriter who is also a huge music producer today, and as a solo act himself. He won like 8 Grammys or something.
He's actually been in some pretty big things like Fallout 4, Glee, Bad Teacher, and Modern Family.
And Progress pointed out that Billie and Phineas's music was exactly the same.
"One thing you can probably do is if you listen to any Billie Eilish song or Phineas song by itself, you can probably imagine like either one of the two singing each other's songs because they sound so similar when they do their music."
Which he explained meant that Billie Eilish's music was just Phineas's music. And when you look at her production credits and songwriting credits, it kind of checked out, at least the way he argued it.
That probably comes from the fact of something I haven't mentioned yet, which was that Finneas has actually co-written and produced almost every single song that she has put out since Ocean Eyes. Even her most recent song that she put a music video out for called Bury a Friend was once again co-written by her brother and produced by her brother.
So many fans believe that Billie Eilish was not even a real artist.
All I'm saying is it's not her own creative work. She is not doing this alone.
However, these are just allegations that Billie was being disingenuous. And if you remember correctly, industry plants usually also have some very fishy stuff going on behind the scenes label-wise, and Billie had even more fishy stuff going on. Firstly, Progress found that her parents are also actors and musicians who have been in quite a lot of stuff. But here's what was more shocking. After just having one song, Billie Eilish was already signed to Interscope Records.
Even though she only had her music on SoundCloud and had one big hit at that time being a song that she didn't even write, she was signed to Interscope Records.
How does that even happen?
How did a 14-year-old girl who had almost no music under her belt managed to get a record deal with a massive company like Interscope when she didn't even write or produce the song that blew her up? Because she didn't have anything of her own. Because that's the thing, when she put music finally onto Spotify, she was already signed to Interscope, meaning she got a deal signed to her before ever even attempting to have anything go worldwide. She had nothing.
And after all of this information was revealed, fans like Progress believed that they had enough proof to prove that Billie Eilish was a bona fide industry plant and fraud.
Did they see potential in her vocals? If so, that is just planting someone. That is just straight up taking somebody and saying, hey, if we gave you everything, you'd be able to probably do well. It's not any hard work put into it. It's just straight up, here, we're gonna grab you and put you into this. Because she didn't have anything of her own.
And after that, Progress was worried what type of control the music industry had over her.
Worried about what kind of control they have over her?
The music industry, man.
We're all sad as hell. All these artists, we're sad as dude. Everybody I know that's an artist, we are sad motherfuckers. That's the way it is.
He then showed how much the music industry had hurt and changed her in just 1 year, but I think she's doing fine, personally. However, no matter what you believe about Progress's point of view and the evidence he gave, and whether or not Billie Eilish is an industry plant or not, to which I'll stay unbiased. After this, the label of industry plant was taped onto Billie Eilish's forehead for quite some time. And in an interview later on, she finally addressed it. The interviewer asked her how she felt.
I've wanted to ask this forever.
Go.
How do you feel about people calling you an industry plant?
Oh. Okay, you know what? I just want to hear the reasons why that's said.
She said she didn't believe in the term existing.
I actually don't believe in the industry plant because it's actually impossible to make somebody genuinely successful and it be fake. You can get famous and it can be fake, but you can't actually have people love you and like cherish you and have art that's really good.
And that she didn't get people's reasoning.
What's the word? The phrase or whatever?
Yeah, the term, phrase, whatever.
You know, it would make sense if my mom was some like crazy famous, you know, model or actress or singer or something. Then it would make sense to me. Well, a little bit.
Her family came from nothing, according to her, of course.
I love my mom, and my mom is insanely talented and an amazing actress and an amazing songwriter. And I learned how to play music and how to write music from her. I learned from my dad how to, you know, play the piano and play the ukulele, but they're nobodies.
It was all bogus.
Where's the plant?
Yeah, where's the
Where's the
yeah.
seed, bro? Where'd you put it? Like, I'd love to be an industry plant. I would love to have not worked hard for this. I would have loved that, you know, mm-hmm. to not do anything. But the thing is, even industry plants work really hard.
Yeah.
And to her, you can't fake anything.
Also, like, people think industry plants are like, you know, like record labels getting together and saying, like, who's going to be the right look for blank? And like, let's do this and then put this here and like make all these fake da 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 da. And it's like, you couldn't do that if you tried. You can't do that.
And I don't think you can fake what you're doing.
No.
You can't fake, raw
Yeah.
And she was doing great.
And it's like, I respect everybody's opinion. Go ahead and think I'm an industry plant. I'm I'm fine. I'm doing just fine.
So where is she now? Because all of this was a while ago. Well, Billie Eilish has been in a ton of controversies since then for all sorts of things. Mostly her relationships with men due to age gaps and, you know, I'm not shading her as a woman or anything. It's just where most of her controversies lie. But also for stealing another clothing brand's designs. And recently something about men's bodies as well. But that stuff isn't really my lane. They say the best revenge is success. And after these industry plant allegations, Billie Eilish became a superstar. And rightfully so. I mean, let me just read some of her accomplishments straight off of her Wikipedia page. Eilish has received multiple accolades, including 9 Grammy Awards, 2 American Music Awards, 2 Guinness World Records, 3 MTV Video Music Awards, 3 Brit Awards, 2 Golden Globe Awards, and an Academy Award. She is the youngest artist in Grammy history to win all 4 general field categories, Record of the Year, Album of the Year, Song of the Year, as well as Best New Artist in the same year. She is also the first person born in the 21st century to win an Academy Award. Jeez, my mouth is just tired of saying all of that, and she's only 22 years old. So once again, like she said, she's doing just fine. However, this next artist never quite got to those heights. The next artist on this list is...
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Ian Dior. Ian Dior is an artist that blew up in 2019. After capitalizing on the last bit of hype left for the emo rap wave, along with the Internet Money Producer Collective, and went on to go number one with 24K Golden. And despite all that success, for most of his career, Ian Dior's name has been shrouded in controversy due to industry plant allegations and just for not being that original.
Well, he's basically Juice WRLD 2.0. You know what? Actually, no. He's not Juice WRLD 2.0. He's Juice WRLD negative 1.0 because he's just not original in any way.
And it all began when fans started to find some very odd things in his statistics. Ian Dior had a ton of songs spam uploaded to all sorts of rap promotion pages, which cost a pretty penny. While on his personal channel, the songs were getting next to nothing in terms of views.
Also, it just started looking more and more weird that his music is apparently blowing up everywhere but his own YouTube channel. Like, how the fuck is that possible?
His songs were getting streamed like crazy out of nowhere. And not only that, Ian Dior had an A-list feature and A-list producer on one of his songs. What?
And then I realized it was featuring PNB Rock, and it was produced by Nick Mira.
Finally, there was a red flag of hell. It was Ian showing appreciation to his fans, which I guess is kind of wholesome, except it was for fake plays on his music. Molly 100k in 4 days, Emotions 200k in 12 days, Cutthroat 161k in 16 days. It hasn't even been a month of me releasing music. Thank all of you guys, couldn't do it without you. Fans like Progress were appalled at the blatant lies. This wasn't just one red flag, it was like 10. So many fans got to thinking. It was clear Ian Dior's career had been paid to up to that point. It's just at the time, no one knew who was paid by. So after a decent amount of success for SoundCloud rapper, Ian Dior began getting labeled the I word, industry plant, and videos began to surface, of course, the most famous being by the man himself, Progress. And what he found was pretty interesting. It turned out that Ian Dior was signed to Internet Money, and they were promoting him like crazy.
Is echoed by the fact that Nick Mira, who is actually a producer for Internet Money Records, was constantly promoting Ian on his other socials, and even Taz Taylor, the CEO of Internet Money Records, was posting him on his Twitter. Plus, all of the official Internet Money Records YouTube channel and Twitter and everything like that were also posting stuff from Ian Dior.
Progress found out that the Internet Money Collective had worked on him like a lab rat and helped him blow up. Okay, so that just explains how Ian Dior's music was getting such a push. But who even was Ian Dior? Did he just come out of nowhere? Well, Progress found that out too. It started with them finding that Ian Dior's old music was registered underneath a different alias, Omo, he started finding more links and realized that Ian Dior used to go by the name Olmo. It was definitely him.
But am I able to show you that the record deal that he signed with Internet Money Records actually made him change his name or his aesthetic at all? Yes. Yes, I am. Firstly, if you look at how he used to dress when he was Olmo, it was very much more clean cut, and even his haircut was much shorter above his eyes and had a clear pattern to it.
And he actually used to dress like a regular person. But somewhere along the timeline, Taz Taylor found him on the internet and realized he could turn him into an emo rapper, and more importantly, a star. And he tweeted, "Welp, I found my new artist." 2 days later, Cutthroat by Ian Dior was released and produced by the famed Juice WRLD producer Nick Mira. And that's when the fake view voting and promotion began.
I also just wanted to say that I'm a little bit skeptical of the legitimacy of the views on Ian Dior's channel, because as you can see from these stats right here, they're actually taken from just after he released his music video for his song Emotions, and on the first day he went up 4,000 subscribers from 29,000 views, but then the next day he went up 6,000 subscribers from 326,000 views, then the next day he got less subscribers at 4,000 subscribers, but went up 472,000 views, then he got even less subscribers the next day at 3,900, but he still went up 346,000 views. Then the next day he got even less subscribers at 3,000 subscribers, but he went up even more views at 400,000 views that day.
Something I also didn't mention was that Internet Money had paid for famous YouTubers, hey guys, hit me up, just kidding, I'm not famous, to promote Ian Dior's music. This included FaZe Clan, Clout Gang, Nelk, and more. This was actually insane promo, by the way. I have to give them props. I used to watch FaZe Banks, and at the time, I had no idea Ian Dior was a paid promo. I thought they were actually friends. I guess that was just a bit naive of me. And so, only 2 months into his career, his new career, I should add, Ian Dior signed to 10K Projects. But the backlash that Progress's video caused changed Ian Dior's career forever. He became one of the poster boys for the term industry plant, and it severely harmed his image. Ian and his team would try to respond to the industry plant allegations multiple times. In the beginning, his label owner, Taz Taylor, tried to fight back against the term. In an interview, Taz was asked,
"Now that you don't work with Ian Dior anymore, are you willing to accept that to some extent that you were industry planting that
every
situation?"
Every artist is an industry plant, though. Every artist in the music industry is an industry plant.
He explained everyone got help and made some pretty horrible arguments.
Industry planting is whenever a label signs an artist and acts like they're unsigned.
Right.
And they're not affiliated with them. They don't do anything. If I'm the f***ing label owner and I'm promoting these artists, how is that an industry plant?
Taz tried to play it off, but it was clear what was really happening.
On May 1st, 2019, he said that industry plants are people who get the perks of being signed while claiming that they didn't. Then on July 26th of 2019, Taz tweeted industry plants don't exist at all and everyone is just hating.
And it just got to be too much. Ian's comment sections were filled with people calling him an industry plant, and he just couldn't escape the label. So after basically being forced to take accountability, Ian and Taz Taylor decided to just own it, and named Ian Dior's debut studio album Industry Plant. To them, it was a genius move. Taz wrote, "Ian's album title is the best of this year. If people want to focus on BS instead of the music, so be it. We'll call ourselves it, so you can't say it anymore and you're forced to just take the music for what it is. Also, when you Google Ian Dior Industry Plant going forward, you won't get BS clickbait videos of people who have no clue what they're talking about. You'll get the album." Genius. Progress explained that that's not really how it worked.
Hey, let's go on Google right now. Google Ian Dior Industry Plant. Let's just see what pops up. Just, you know, just for fun. Let's just see what pops up. Oh. My video is the first search result link.
And in an interview, Ian gave him his own response.
Ian is saying that he wants to literally remove the line between being a real artist who takes things from the heart and being a manufactured piece of garbage.
But that obviously wasn't how Ian Dior felt. It was probably what others around him were telling him to say. And as a young musician, he probably just listened. However, in an interview later on, he did reveal his true emotions. The interviewer asked,
"Hearing this story, does it offend you to think that, like, people thought you were an industry plant?"
And Ian explained,
"It did. It, like, really made me feel like people were, like, stripping me away from all the hard work that I did. Because I worked my ass off to just get to LA.
He really had to struggle.
At that point in my life, I was living off Jack in the Box tacos. You know, like, I was not in a good situation. So, like going out there signing my deal and all that stuff, like, it was a super proud moment for me."
He just couldn't fathom the term.
I didn't know what that meant, so I was like, whatever. And then I started, like, to hear about it and, you know, hear, like, what it means and all this stuff. And that's when I was like, what? Like, how?
So, where is he now? Well, for a short while, Ian Dior had a great run. He dropped albums his fans loved, he went number one, he was doing shows everywhere. But afterwards, reality set in. Ian Dior began dropping some heavy mid. He dropped a song with Lil Uzi Vert that didn't do well, his albums failed to sell, and when bringing up the topic of emo rap, Ian Dior is not in the discussion, unless you're talking about the bottom rung. In other words, he fell off. But a rapid rise does not guarantee a rapid fall. This doesn't happen to everyone, and this next artist is the best example of that. In fact, her rise was so fast and prominent that many don't even know that she was an industry plant. In the past years, we've seen many more female rappers blow up in rap than before. Normally, female artists get tons of hate, but Ice Spice went from being a nobody to a global sensation and worldwide meme almost overnight. So where did she come from? Ice Spice came from the New York drill movement, known for its violence and rough areas that it originated from. Ice Spice is from the Bronx, and she went to a private Catholic school called Sacred Heart. Her nickname was Ice from her name Isis, and Ice Spice was just her Instagram username. In college, she began to rap and caught the attention of a producer named Riot, who got her to start taking it serious. She was making TikToks and posting thirst traps, and slowly started gaining some traction. Ice Spice's music was different because it was classic female rap, but in the New York drill style, something that most people weren't used to, as New York drill is usually extremely violent lyrics and in a very aggressive tone. Ice Spice was different. She was soft. In the beginning, this would garner her a lot of hate because many argued she was just twerking instead of actually doing real promotion for her music. But by mid-2022, Ice Spice was getting recognized by blogs and others in the industry. And then, all of a sudden, on August of 2022, Ice Spice dropped Munched. Most people just heard the first four lines, and it was only created because she needed to rhyme it with the next lines. He ate it with lunch. The song was about women who take advantage of simps, and it blew up, becoming one of the most memorable songs of the year, and the song's success took Ice Spice with it. However, after she started gaining traction, fans started realizing something that most didn't when Munch first started taking off. There was a leaked DM of Ice Spice and Drake's where he was praising her On The Radar freestyle, saying he would play her song on his radio show. This was 5 days before Munch was released. What's wrong with that? Shouldn't we all be happy for her? Well,
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Never said you can't. However, this was a red flag, because how did Drake know about her? How did the screenshot get leaked? And these weren't light questions either. 2 days later, Ice Spice was seen right next to Drake at OVO Fest, but most fans just thought Drake flew her out to, you know. It turned out this was all marketing to promote her next single, Munch, and it worked really well, for once. What's interesting is this was exactly what all the industry plant haters hated, but why it worked so well was that no one realized that she was an industry plant until it was too late. And by the time they did, there was no point. She was no longer an industry plant. She was a bona fide star.
That is a munch. Nigga eat it, he eat it for lunch.
God. You said that a little too spicy.
I like that song. I like her.
What's equally interesting is that her song Munch never charted on the Billboard 100 and didn't have as many Spotify streams as people thought. Ice Spice then dropped Bikini Bottom and In Her Mood. The fans liked her repetitive songs, and they all became hits. She was also easier to market because she's more attractive than many of her more talented female drill counterparts, and people just loved her. She went on Rolling Loud and got a great reception, unlike Coyle Ray. So, where is Ice Spice today? Today, Ice Spice is on top of the rap game, maybe not music-wise, but conversation-wise for sure, and popularity. She basically speed ran the process of becoming a celebrity. I mean, she was just at the Super Bowl with Taylor Swift. Although her EP in 2023 only sold 20k, since then, every song she's dropped has been a hit. Recently, she's making rounds for her new single, Thank You The Sh*t, where she literally says, Thank You The Sh*t, You Not Even the Fart. Amazing lyricism. I'm just kidding. It's meant to be ironic, though. And moments like these, where she faces tons of backlash, only add to her popularity, just like the industry plant rumors. And hey, if you watched all the way up to here, I have a prize for you. What happened to the YouTubers who exposed these industry plants? Let's go full circle. Progress stopped making videos altogether and hasn't been seen since. Patrick CC later made a video explaining he himself had many misconceptions, apologizing for the wave he started. Overall, it's pretty interesting to see most of these industry plant artists fall off, and the ones that did remain became superstars. If that tells you anything, it's that labels are just investment firms for artists. They don't need you all to succeed, they just need one. So maybe becoming an industry plant isn't really the move, but it's your life. So both me, the other YouTubers, and these industry plants were biased. However, when Billie Eilish's industry plant allegations came out, there was one man who gave a very unbiased spiel, in my opinion, and that was Anthony Fantano, who, no matter what your thoughts are, gave a very solid reasoning to whether or not Billie Eilish was an industry plant.
Is the California singer, pop artist, an industry plant? The closer that we get to the release of Billie Eilish's new record, the larger the conversation about whether or not she's a label-controlled puppet. Is she someone who has a faked origin story? Is she inauthentic? The larger I see this conversation get.
He started off by saying Progress wasn't wrong, but it wasn't actually supposed to be seen as wrong. It was the industry standard to do what Billie Eilish's label had done. But once again, he did admit that a fake persona will help boost your career. However, the most popular or powerful part of the spiel was where he sunned the rest of these YouTubers, in my opinion, because he simply explained that their expectations of these artists weren't in tune with reality, and that making it is only the beginning. So to put it all together, the term industry plant was a new term that only a naive youngster would fall for, such as Progress, who was a naive fan. And he ended it off by saying, at the end of the day, the music is all that really matters. So I know all of you guys don't want to hear this, but some of you definitely do want to know what I think. Well, here it is. Back in the day, radio and TV made it tougher for people to get their name out there. The only way to be marketed was to be part of the industry. However, with the industry, it's different. Rappers like XXXTentacion, Lil Peep, and more paid their dues, hustled, spent years and years trying to achieve success before they had it, and eventually earned a very loyal fan base. And that's because they earned it. They can't just fall off, or couldn't just fall off. Even if they don't have a hit in recent times, their fans will have spent so much time listening to their music, it didn't matter. They could still sell out shows and do amazing. With an industry plant, they just don't have the same longevity. So after all of that is said, hopefully it makes sense why fans gravitate towards the kid that spent thousands of hours in his room learning to make music himself than the artist whose parents paid for a record deal. Can you call those same fans naive for thinking that way? Sure. Can you blame them? No.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.